In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight we celebrate the Vespers of the conclusion of the Master Feasts. نهاردة بنعيد بختام الأعياد السيدية, which is the Pentecost, الذي هو البنتيكوست أو عيد الخمسين. When I'll speak a paragraph in Arabic and translate it into English, because half of you want Arabic and the half want English, and I want to be just as much as I can. So عيد الخمسين هو ختام الأعياد, وهو يعتبر يعني أهم عيد بالنسبة لنا إحنا. The Feast of Pentecost is the most important feast because, as we will explain now, it's how the Lord transmitted all the power of His resurrection to us through the descending of the Holy Spirit. ليه بقى هو مهم جدا العيد ده بالنسبة لنا؟ لأن في هذا العيد ربنا نقل كل قوة قيامته وبركات قيامته لما بعث الروح القدس. عشان كده هو قال لنا إن الروح القدس لما يجي هياخد مما لي ويعطيكم. The Lord said that, said to His disciples just before His crucifixion, that the Holy Spirit will take from Him, from Jesus, and give us. That's why the church now, through the Spirit of God, through the Holy Spirit, lives all the benefits of the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. عشان كده الأيام دي في العهد الجديد, عهد النعمة, من خلال الروح القدس احنا بناخد بركات الصليب وبركات القيامة وقوة القيامة. إنجيل العشية النهاردة بيقول في اليوم الأخير العظيم من العيد, وقف يسوع ونادى: إن عطش أحد فليقبل إلي ويشرب, من آمن بي كما قال الكتاب تجري من بطنه أنهار ماء حي. The Gospel of the Vespers of tonight says, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. وأنا في الحقيقة كنت شرحت المنظر ده ليه المسيح قال الكلام ده في اليوم الأخير من العيد العظيم, لكن هشرحه تاني علشان اللي ما كانش حاضر معنا يوم الجمعة اللي فات. Although I explained the situation or why did the Lord said this exactly on the last day of the great feast on Friday. However, because those who are not there, I will repeat it quickly. On the last day of the great feast, they were remembering when the Lord gave them the water from the rock when they crossed the Red Sea in their way out of the slavery of Egypt. and they don't find water. And the Lord showed Moses a rock, and he asked him to hit the rock by the same rod that he hit the Red Sea and opened the Red Sea for them. And then a water flew from the rock, and all the children of Israel drank of this water. And every year, the Jews used to celebrate this occasion by bringing a very fine silver vessel full of water. And the high priest used to hit the rock, to hit the vessel with a rod, and then the water flows, because it's every year, flows from the broken vessel, silver vessel, and then they celebrate and they sing and they chant, thanking God who gave their forefathers the water from the rock. في اليوم الأخير من العيد كان 7 أسابيع، العيد ده كان 7 أسابيع، وده كان عيد 50 بالضبط. في اليوم ده كانوا يجيبوا قربة مصنوعة من الفضة الرقيقة قوي ويملوها مية، ويجي رئيس الكهنة يروح خابط القربة اللي مليانة بالمية، فالمية تنزل من القربة دي، فيتذكروا المية اللي طلعت من الصخرة ويسبحوا الله ويرتلوا شاكرين ربنا اللي ادى ابائهم الميه من القرب. طبعا الميه دي كانت تشير الى الروح القدس، والصخره تشير الى المسيح، والعصايه اللي ضرب بها موسى الصخره تشير الى الصليب. في اليوم ده عن طريق الصليب الروح القدس جالنا عن طريق المسيح المصلوب اللي اتضرب، لأنه صخرة كأنه ضرب على الصليب، فنزل من بطنه ونزل من جنبه ماء حي، دم وماء. احنا بناخد من هذه المية اللي هي الروح القدس. So the same way in the 50th day, which we call the Pentecost, the Lord stood at the other side of the high priest, and while he was hitting the silver vessel, which was full of water, he said in a loud voice, cried out, saying, whoever, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. As if he was saying, I am the true water. I am the true rock. And from me, I will give you the living water, which is the Holy Spirit. كأن المسيح هنا عايز يقول إيه؟ أنا هو الصخرة، مش الصخرة بتاعت زمان، أنا هو الصخرة، وأنا بديكم المية الحية، والمية الحية تشير إلى الروح القدس. على فكرة عايز أقول لكم حاجة، في 5 رموز للروح القدس في الكتاب المقدس. حد يقدر يعرفهم؟ حد يعرف حبة منهم حتى أو يعرفهم؟ في 5 رموز للروح القدس في الكتاب المقدس. أيوة منال. الإيه؟ المعين. المعذب. المعزي. لا ده رمز. يعني المعزي ده صفته، يعني he's comforter. لكن في رمز symbol. There are 5 symbols. Symbolize the Holy Spirit. Who knows? One of them, we already said, the water. Skinner, and water was a symbol of the Holy Spirit, because St. John commented, saying, "But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." Glorified means crucified and resurrected from the dead. فهنا هنا أول رمز من رموز الروح القدس هي الإيه؟ المية. What else? So the first symbol of the Holy Spirit is water. What else?
النار.
النار, the fire. The fire. That's why on the Pentecost, like tomorrow, the Holy Spirit descended from heavens on the people assembled in the upper room in a tongues, like tongues of fire. Yib al maya wal e wal nar. We tanya sami. E symbols tanya. Al hamama, dove. Dove. How did we know? When the Lord went to John the Baptist and asked him to baptize him, and he refused, when Jesus insisted, then as soon as he descended into the water of the Jordan River, the Holy Spirit came and rested on Jesus Christ like a dove. يبقى المية والنار والحمامة وإيه كمان؟ الإيه؟ الهواء, الهواء, الرياح, الويند, الرياح. الرياح أيضا تشير للروح القدس, مش كده؟ By the way, كلمة الريح والروح لها نفس المعنى في العبري. The wind and the spirit is the same word in Hebrew. الروح والريح. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus that the wind blows wherever it wants. And so also is the spirit. الريح والروح. برافو عليك. جبتوا أربعة رموزهم في رمز مهم قوي تاني. مين شاطر يقول لي؟ Another symbol, number five. Wow, it's very important. We use it every day, every time.
Oil.
الأويل, برافو عليك يا جوزيف. برافو عليك يا جوزيف. الأويل, الزيت. يعني the oil of chrism, the oil of myron. We use this oil in the confirmation, in the sacrament of the confirmation by the Holy Spirit. عشان كده الروح القدس له خمس رموز, المية والحمامة والنار والريح والزيت. The water, dove, fire, wind, and oil. Every one of these, يعني we may have a for every item of this, we need special sermon, special explanation. We may have it in the next few weeks, Saturdays. The relationship between water and spirit, fire and spirit, wind and spirit, dove and spirit, and oil and spirit in the Holy Bible, from the Holy Bible. Anyhow, now to the functions of the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? من هو الروح القدس؟ احنا عندنا ناس لبنانيين شاطرين اقدامكم. من هو من هو الروح القدس؟ لا
حب بين الاب
والابن. بس ايه هو الروح القدس؟ من هو؟ هو روح الله. The spirit of God. The spirit of God. طيب متى وجد الروح القدس؟ When did the Holy Spirit start? From the beginning? From the beginning? Before the beginning. This is the right answer. My question was wrong. I said, when did the Holy Spirit start? The question itself is wrong. لما أنا سألت إمتى وجد الروح القدس؟ ده سؤال غلط، لأن الروح القدس ليس له بداية. An end. There is no start, beginning to the Holy Spirit. Why? Because God is everlasting, without beginning and without end. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. And because God is ever living God, we cannot imagine that God was 1 second without His Spirit. So the Spirit was before. And also, our Lord Jesus Christ was before the beginning. Not in the beginning, He was before the beginning. Right? He was before the beginning.
That's why we say,
طبعا احنا بنقول كده. احنا بنقول in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Because the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit are one. طيب سؤال تاني، متى وجد المسيح؟ برضو السؤال غلط، خلي بالكم. متى وجد المسيح؟ When did Jesus start? The same answer. Before the beginning. What is the proof? The proof is from verse 1 and 2 from the book of Genesis. إيه الإثبات؟ من الإصحاح الأولاني الآية 1 و2 من الإصحاح الأولاني من سفر التكوين، يقول إيه؟ في البدء خلق الله، ترانسليت، في البدء خلق الله السماء والأرض، وكانت الأرض خاربة وخاوية، وعلى وجه الغمر إيه؟ ظلمة، وروح الله يرف على وجه المياه، زي ما أنت قلت، روح الله يرف على وجه المياه، مش كده؟ طب روح الله اللي بيرفع على وجه المياه ده كان من الأزل، مش كده؟ يبقى ده الهولي سبيريت. وبعدين يقول ايه؟ وقال الله. قال means the word of God, the logos of God, Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ did not start in the womb of mother of God. He was incarnate in the womb. He took flesh from the womb of the mother of God. But he was existent before that. He was before the ages. Before the ages. He is with the Father and the Holy Spirit from the very beginning. That's why we say, as Joseph said, in the name of the Father. The Father is the essence of God. The Son is the Logos of God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. So, the essence, the Word, or the Logos, and the Spirit are one. Like you. You are a spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. And all of them started momently. From the first moment in the womb of my mother. No one before the other. That's why the church, it's a side point, why the church is completely against the abortion. Because it is a living babe from the first second in the womb of the mother. Spirit, soul, and body. And that's why also King Gabriel, when he announced it to the Mother of God, he said, the Holy who will be born of you is called the Son, Jesus, Son of God. Or Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. فهنا بقى عندنا الاب والابن والروح القدس اله واحد. ما اقدرش اقول الاب اعلى من الابن ولا الروح القدس اقل من الابن. No. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are equal. Equal. Three persons in God. No separation, no differentiation between any of them. Now, من هو الروح القدس؟ هو روح الحق. The Spirit of Truth. Number one. Number one. روح الله هو الروح القدس. اسمه The Spirit of Truth. And the truth here never changes. And this is the main difference between right and wrong and truth. Adam, before falling into the original sin, he knew only the truth. But after he ate and disobeyed, his eyes opened, and then he knew the good and the bad, the right and the wrong. But before that, he knew only the truth. نقطة دي مهمة أوي أوي أوي. آدم قبل ما يقع في الخطية ما كانش يعرف الخير والشر، وربنا حذره قال له بلاش تاكل، لو كلت هتعرف الخير والشر، مش عايزك تعرف الخير والشر. كان يعرف الحق بس، والحق كونستانت ثابت، ولكن الخير والشر بالنسبة لآدم يعملوا له confusion. روح الله هو روح الإيه؟ الحق. لما يسكن فيك روح ربنا تبقى أنت عارف الحق. عشان كده المسيح قال لهم لما هيجي قال يعرفكم بكل شيء وتعرفون الحق والحق يحرك. That's why Jesus Christ about this point especially he said you will know the truth and the truth will free you and justify you later. فالحق ده هيعرفنا، هيحررنا، الحق هيبررنا. الإنسان اللي فيه الروح القدس يبقى إنسان ما يعرفش الكذب، ما يعرفش اللوع، ما يعرفش الشر، ما يعرفش الخطية، يعرف الحق بس. Anyone whose the Spirit, Holy Spirit dwells in does not know the sin, does not know the evil, does not know the lying. He knows only the truth. Why? Because the Spirit in him reveals to him the truth. And the truth here differs completely from bad and wrong, or bad and righteousness and evil. علشان كده نقول ان الروح القدس ما بيرتاحش جوانا الا لما نرجع للحق. The Holy Spirit does not rest in us until we know the truth or come back to the truth. Then the Holy Spirit will be glad. If we don't, then the Holy Spirit will not be sad, not glad. عشان كده قال كده قال بولس الرسول قال do not make the spirit sad, لا تحزنوا الروح اللي جواك, لا تحزنوا الروح اللي جواك, ما تحزنش روح الله القدوس. لما نعمل حاجة وحشة بيحزن الروح, بيحزن لأنه كأن أنا بتجاهل الروح القدس اللي جواي. When we do something wrong, while we are the altar of the Holy Spirit, or the mansion of the Holy Spirit, or the sanctuary of the Holy Spirit, or the temple of the Holy Spirit, كل التسميات دي صح, then the Holy Spirit becomes upset because we ignore the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. ليه بيحزن الروح؟ عشان احنا بنتجاهل الروح. نقول له استنى بس شوية, نكذب الكذبة دي, نمشي الأمور كده, نعملها مش عارف إيه, نختي الخطية دي, نعمل, والروح يقول بلاش. Wait, wait. What happens when we want to commit anything and any sin and the Holy Spirit cries in our hearts saying no, don't do. We say okay, relax, relax, let us do that and we will come back, we'll come back. Then the spirit becomes upset, disappointed, because we ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ said in John 10, my sheep listen to my voice and follow me. خرافي تسمع صوتي وتتبعني. ليه؟ لأن عارفة صوته. عارفة صوته. فالروح القدس هو روح الايه؟ روح الحق. هنقول حاجة واحدة بس كمان عشان الوقت. الروح القدس ايضا rebukes us on the sin. يبكتنا. بيبكت. يعني ابن ربنا الحلو لما يعمل غلطة كده قلبه ياكله. متضايق. طب الشرير اللي بره يقول عنه الكتاب ايه؟ الاشرار يشربون الاثم كالماء, يشرب الاثم زي الميه. لكن ولاد ربنا لما يعمل غلطه لو غش في الامتحان يقول ليه كده, ويطلع من الامتحان زعلان من نفسه. لو واحد ساله سؤال وكذب ما قالش الحق يرجع يقول ليه كده, انت قلت ما تكذبوش, جميع الكذبة هيخشوا النار الأبدية, إنما التاني عليهم يكذب, يبص بصات وحشة, يعمل أعمال وحشة, يطمع في إيدين حاجات كده يعني من دي, ولا يحس إنه بيعمل غلط. لكن اللي الروح القدس فيه بيعمل حاجة, قلبه بينخسه, مش كده؟ قلبه بينخسه. طب ليه قلبه بينخسه؟ عشان الروح القدس اللي جواه بيبكته. هو مش واخد باله ان الروح القدس اللي جواه هو اللي بكته, هو اللي بيبكته. يقول له ليه عملت كده؟ مش مفروض انك تعمل كده. واخدين بالكم؟ I translated. The Holy Spirit rebukes us when we do something wrong. When we do something, the wicked people drink the sins like water. They do not feel guilty. They are not rebuked. But the people of God, in whom the Holy Spirit dwells, cut in their heart, or are cut in their heart when they do something bad, or when when they commit any sin. لما غلط داود النبي، عشان داود النبي كان راجل طيب حلو وروح ربنا كانش ساكن فيه، لكن كان بيروح ويجيله لأنه كان نبي بيقول مزامير. وجاله ناثان النبي وقال له أنت عملت كذا وده غلط اللي أنت غلطه. فيقول إيه داود، خبط كده في قلبه قال له أنا أخطيت، أنا غلطت. قال له ربنا كمان نقل عنك خطيتك، خلاص لا تموت ما دام اعترفت بيها. When David committed the sin, and then Nathan, the prophet, went to him and he explained to him his sin, he said, I have sinned to the Lord. And Nathan said to him, and the Lord also forgave your sin. Now, we stop today at these two, functions of the Holy Spirit. Number one, it's the Spirit of truth. And number two, it's the Spirit of rebukes us. Blessed is this man who listens to the voice of the Holy Spirit when he rebukes him and repents and corrects his way, coming back on track to the right way. يا بخت الإنسان اللي الروح القدس فيه، ولما يعمل غلطة والروح القدس يبكته عليها يخبط نفسه كده ويقول إيه؟ مزمور 50، ارحمني يا الله كعظيم رحمتك ومثل كثرة رأفاتك إثمي، اغسلني كثيرا من إثمي، يقول يا رب لا تبكتني بغضبك ولا تأدبني بسخطك إلى آخره. بكرة إن شاء الله نكمل two other functions of the Holy Spirit. ربنا يدينا كل نعمة وبركة، كل سنة وانتم طيبين. اللي عنده وقت يصلي معانا يتفضل. Who has time to pray with us, let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Because word you pray to you, thank you, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Christ is our Lord. Thine the kingdom, the power, and the glory.